Hello and welcome once again to Val d'Avis, South Africa's foremost lifestyle estate here in the Cape Winelands. My name is Chris Gibbons, thank you for joining me. When my wife and I moved to Val d'Avis a couple of years ago, we were struck by two things that we hadn't expected. First, the number of entrepreneurs building their careers and businesses here, and second, the number of parents with young children. My guest today, someone who fits both of those categories, a Free Stater, a medical doctor, and also a former Miss South Africa and Miss World, Rolien Strauss, who is not only a mother of two small boys, but also building a business centered on wellness. Rolien, thank you for joining me today. Start me at the beginning. How did you get into the beauty contest business? And that's a question with a purpose because I want to hear about how a beauty contestant, of course, a beauty champion, makes the transition to businesswoman and where Val d'Avis fits into the jigsaw. Where did it all begin?
Chris, you are taking me back such a long time. You're taking me way back, but I think that the one thing that I've realized as a little girl was that there are opportunities in life that come your way without you realizing it, without you looking for them. And it's so important to take them on both hands. So my parents raised both my brother and I to always take the opportunities and to use them to the best of our ability. And as an eight-year-old girl, I met Joanne Strauss, who was Miss South Africa at that stage. And I remember she had the same surname as me. I met her, she made such a great impression on me. And I realized that I would want to do that one day, mainly because I want to help others. I want to make such a good impression on little girls and women, just like she made on me. I think that was when the seed was planted.
You also studied medicine at COFSIS. Your ma a nurse, your pa a doctor, so a natural progression, but one that implies a brain, something more than a sweet smile. Plus, you passed all your exams.
Yes, no, definitely. When I was 16 years old, I actually went abroad for modeling, and that was when I realized that my life is about so much more than modeling or than Miss South Africa or any of that. But Miss South Africa gave me the platform and opportunity to use all of my gifts to be able to make a difference. So I knew what I wanted to get out of Miss South Africa and out of Miss World was a platform to be able to really make a difference. So it was never all about the outer beauty or the sweet smiles for me.
So then a couple of titles, which is a bit like saying to our friend and colleague, Reit Netling, so then you won a swimming race, in your case, Miss South Africa and Miss World. We're not here to talk about that today, but I have to ask if the recognition has helped as you make the transition into business.
It really has. It actually has two sides. The first one is that, like I've mentioned before, it created a really good platform for me to be able to live my dream. The other side is that I'm currently known for being Miss South Africa and Miss World. So there's a great transition happening at the moment where my personal brand was mainly focused on being a beauty queen or Miss World, now transitioning into it being a businesswoman, a professional coach, director of Revita Health. So it's taking some time, but overall, I love the fact that I had so many opportunities because of Miss World, but I am now transitioning into a new brand, the next phase of my life, I would call it.
But then you hand the titles on to someone else and you decide, or it's decided for you, that you have to move on. Professional footballers have notoriously short careers, 35, 36 if they're lucky, but you're done and dusted by the time you're what, 23, 24? Were you aware of the process that was unfolding? Were you thinking about it? Or did you just wake up one morning and go, what now?
No, that is such a valid question. And that's one thing that I always tell people, especially women who want to enter Miss South Africa. A lot of the times it's mainly, you know, I want to become a South African and that's it. But that shouldn't be the end goal. That should be part of the journey. Because what happens if you reach your life purpose, as you might think, at the age of 25 or 24? And what happens after that? Then you should ask yourself, what now? What now? So I knew, I met my husband in 2011, about 4 years before I became Miss South Africa. And he is a great mentor to me, was and still is. And he made me focus on the future, realizing that this is part of the journey, this is part of the process. And that is exactly the way I saw my year as Miss South Africa and Miss World.
You were clearly thinking about it, taking it very seriously, your transition from beauty queen, pageant winner, to serious businesswoman. Did people take you seriously, Or did they just see you as a poppy with a nice smile?
They didn't always take me seriously, and that was my main problem with the modeling that I did at first. We Miss South Africa is very different to modeling. Initially, people look at you and they kind of, you can call it the first impression, you know, what you look like. But thereafter, when you open your mouth and you speak, that's when you either are taken seriously or not. And I always say that you should look after the cover of your book, but the inside should entice people to read further. And I've seen that even though people might have first impressions and they might not think that you're clever or intelligent or wise, once you start speaking in a very gentle way, you force them to take you up seriously.
So then the move to Val d'Avis, how did that come about?
Well, my sister-in-law, so my brother's wife, Dr. Ledevia Strauss, is a functional medical practitioner, also a medical doctor, graduated medical doctor, but now focusing on functional medicine and aesthetic medicine. And we always knew that we wanted to start something together. The main thing for us was to be able to do that in an environment that allows us to reach our full potential, but not only for us, for our families and for our children. So we took some time to look around to determine where we will be opening our health center, Revita Health, and Val d'Avis, it was just the perfect place. Your environment has such a great impact on your wellness and your well-being. And we looked at different things like, are we able to spend a lot of time in the nature? Are we able to be safe? Are our children able to play around outside like we used to? Do we have great schools in the surrounding? Are we able to really impact those around us? And that's why Val d'Avis ended up being the perfect place for us.
Married in 2016 and in early 2017, a first son, and then another a year later, a second son. What's it like being a parent with small children on Val d'Avis?
This is a parent's paradise, a family paradise. I wake up every morning and I look over the mountains and I think, wow, what an amazing privilege and blessing it is to be able to raise your children in an environment like this. This is basically a little piece of heaven on earth. And the one thing that I want for my children is to never worry about their safety at this moment in time. Yes, there's a time for you to realize that life is not what you thought it was, but as a child, you shouldn't have all of those worries, and that's exactly what we can give them here on Val d'Avis Estate.
As I mentioned in my introduction, when I moved here, I was astonished at the number of young parents here.
Yes, and that's the main reason that we wanted to come here. You know, it's like a community, and it has shown that community is so good for your health that we never realized it. I think there's a study that has been done on loneliness, and that loneliness is as bad for you as smoking about 15 cigarettes a day. So being able to be part of a community, you know, with a little school, with Kinder Arkia on Val d'Avis, my sons have friends. We have become friends with the parents of the children that he plays with. So it really is like a little piece of heaven, a little community focused on wellness, on family, and on health.
Val d'Avis is focusing on becoming a wellness estate, one of the finest in the world. And I'm intrigued by the interplay here because that's the space in which your business is focused.
Yes, and I think that it's so congruent. And that's why we're able to thrive here on Val d'Avis, because what we believe in, Val d'Avis believes in, and the one hand washes the other. And that is why we're able to really make a difference, because Val d'Avis understands and because they promote and they really stand up to their standards of wellness and health.
When you use the word wellness, what do you in fact mean?
With wellness, it's a very holistic word. And everyone has a different picture of wellness. Initially, perhaps some people might think that wellness is, you know, the perfect woman on the cover of the Women's Health magazine. But health and wellness is about so much more. It's more than the absence of disease or infirmity. It's actually holistic wellness when it comes to your mental state, when it comes to your physical health, when it comes to your social life, when it comes to your financial life. So all areas of your life should be in harmony and should equally be healthy and well for you to be ultimately well.
And how does Val d'Avis deliver on those objectives for you?
Well, for us, it's basically all in one because we started our business here. And like every business, a startup is a startup. But we've had so many wonderful opportunities here on Valdivia Estate. So our business side is going really well. We are making a difference. So we feel like we're really living our purpose. Our family life is so great. Our health is so great because we have all of the things we need to stay active, to stay healthy, whether in nature, whether in the swimming pool, whether in the gym, whether Saturdays, you know, with the family and with everyone together. So it just makes it so much easier for us, so much easier for us to be well.
There's an old saying, never do business with family or friends, yet you are working with your sister-in-law, Dr. Ladivia Strauss. What's that like?
I think that sentence is true. If you don't have my sister-in-law as a sister-in-law, I have the most amazing sister-in-law. And I think the fact that both of us are so different, yet we have the same vision and the same goals, where she is basically involved in all of the medical aspects of Revita Health. I am on the marketing side, on the business side, and then on the coaching side. So we never step on each other's toes. It's almost like a 50, you know, a 1 + 1 = 5, if I can call it that. She has her place, I have my place, and together we just make it work.
Revita Health, the business, where's it heading? What are your plans?
Well, we have been really starting a few interesting things lately because of the pandemic that we're currently in, because of the difficult times that we're in. We realized that we have to start with something new. We have to start with something else as well. And we are taking a lot of our healthy eating 101 courses and things that we usually teach our patients here online. So that is our focus for the next few years, I would say, is to go online to be able to make an even bigger impact and make an even bigger difference in the wellness of people all around the world.
And you see all of that meshing with the way Val de Vie is developing?
Definitely. You know, Val de Vie is taking it right up there internationally, expanding, focusing on health, focusing on wellness, and we're really grateful for the support that we get from Val de Vie.
Rolene Strauss, it's been a fascinating conversation. Thank you for your time. My name is Chris Gibbons. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to welcoming you soon to the next in this series of podcasts from Val de Vie.